Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, friends. We're back again. It's Fightful.com. I am Atrel Pearl, and it's time for your WrestleMania SmackDown post-show, April 5th, 2024. Getting you ready and hyped for a big weekend of wrestling. And if you haven't already, what are you doing? There's plenty of content here, and we're going to talk about it, and we're going to talk to you, and we're going to talk to each other. But who are the other people on my screen? Well, you probably have a few questions, so why don't we answer them right off the bat so that I don't alarm anyone? First of all, we're answering the question, where is Sean Ross Sapp? Sean Ross Sapp is currently at the GCW event. He's in Philadelphia. He's getting the scoops. He's getting the interviews. That's what he does. Alexis Cardoza is with me because Alexis Cardoza is always with me. Just always in spirit. Hello, sir. How are you?
I am so happy to be here with you. I am the D team.
Go, go, go. And then, of course, joining us for the first at the top of the show, the man, the myth, the NXT legend himself,
yes.
Corey Brennan is with us to talk a little bit of scoops from tonight's SmackDown and maybe a little bit of tomorrow's Stand and Deliver, what to expect. How are you doing, sir?
I am okay, Joel. I'm all right. Talking about scoops as per usual. It's nice to be on a post show where I'm not called a coward every 5 seconds. So that's
wow, that's crazy.
They're still
talking. Yeah, it's not like, yeah, Alex, who would ever do that?
And where is Kate? Kate's at Ring of Honor, I assume. That's pretty much, I assume.
Real coward.
If there's a Ring of Honor show, there's a Ring of Honor show, Kate's at it. But if you're here, if you're here and you haven't yet, go ahead and you can toss a like on the video and, of course, subscribe to us here at youtube.com/Fightful. We are here every day, including WrestleMania Saturday and Sunday. Sean Ross Sapp will be here for a post show. And, of course, we'll be back for Monday Night Raw, Raw after Mania. I will be here. Well, I won't be here. This is actually my last night on Main before I go back to TNA land where I normally sit. I'm over on Fightful. Where I do a morning show. So this is a weird space for me to be in. But tonight we're going to talk about it. It's WrestleMania SmackDown, the big show to go into tomorrow's bigger show. Gentlemen, before I get into it, overall thoughts. Corey Brennan, start with you.
Thought it was a decent SmackDown that ended hot. There obviously, I said on Twitter earlier, there was a couple of issues with the crowd mics tonight. So if anyone's wondering why it was so... The crowd seemed so dead up until the main event. That's why there was issues. They did fix them, of course, right after I decided to make that tweet, which Joel happily pointed out and called me a hack, which is great co-worker material, to be honest. But yeah, and I was told that before that, and people are going to absolutely hate me for saying this, the noise you did hear, other than the muffled sounds of the crowd, were piped in crowd noise. And I know that's a hard thing for some people to grasp, but it's a part of just live entertainment in general. Deal with it. Nothing bad about it. Just get over it.
Is there a reason why they would do that, Corey?
Tonight, I don't know why they would have done it, especially with these.
Yeah, that place was packed.
I think the issues with tonight was the fact that I think they might caught it early. I don't know for sure when they caught on that there was an issue with the crowd mic, so I can't tell you if they were already pumping it in at that point, but... They were definitely pumping in crowd noise to make up for the muffled mics, but wow, when they did fix the mics before the main event, it was night and day difference for Jey Uso's entrance. So
sure,
glad that they did get them fixed in that regard.
They were singing along for that intro. We're going to get into that. And of course, if you want to get into it, you can donate a super chat. Any amount, get your question or statement read on the air. And of course, you can donate a Humper Chat at humperchats.com. H-U-M-P-E-R-S chats.com. Or just Humper without the S. H-U-M-P-E-R chats.com. See, I'm on my game tonight. Alexis Cardoza, what did you think overall of SmackDown? And we can dig in.
Not bad. You know, it was one of those, I thought when I was looking at it, the Andre the Giant was going to go longer. It actually didn't. I thought that was going to be like half of the show. So we got some good matches in. We got to see, I got to see Jade. So there's that. So I'm a very happy boy.
We all did get to see Jade. By the way, tonight's show, not only brought to you by FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the business, but also NordVPN and our pals over at BetOnline and our new sponsor, Foco. We're going to talk all about those sponsors in a little bit. Corey Brennan, you're here and you want to give us some scoops, and I want to open the floor for you to give us whatever scoops you want. We talk crowd noise. We get it. Baseline. You got to start somewhere with the audio and mix it from there. But what else happened tonight that the people need to know about?
Well, Tozawa scared the absolute bejesus out of every single person watching SmackDown. So there was that. And he walked to the back on his own, didn't need to be helped, which is always a good sign. And when he got to the back, it was kind of just a kind of surprise that there wasn't anything more wrong with him, really, to be honest. And so it was a lot worse than it looked. In terms of just how the general feel of tonight's show was, there was a lot of excitement backstage, and it was a lot of echoing of what Sean reported earlier today on Select about the first WrestleMania without Vince truly barging his way in. And there was that kind of anticipation about backstage tonight, and all the angles hit, to be honest. A couple of people mentioned to me that Dragon Lee, they were a bit confused by the whole Dragon Lee incident, but I don't know why he was pulled from that match in favor of Andrade. That's a Sean question, unfortunately. But there's just a lot of positivity backstage to show. And I do want to have a quick mention of Julia and Rossi. Obviously, they were backstage at tonight meeting with WWE officials. I've been hearing a lot about Julia and NXT. So I will go ahead and say here, I don't know when Sean is planning on dropping a report. I sent him a bunch of details that I found out about Julia and such. But for this is obviously early on that. It's pretty much 110% that she... I'm happy to say with my full confidence that she will start in NXT. This isn't going to be a case of she's going to go right to the main roster and join Damage Control, like a lot of people have been fantasy booking. So other than that, there's a lot more that I'm still working on to do with Julia and Rossi. We're going to be trying to get all we can up for you guys in time for Stand and Deliver in the morning. That's when, so if you are awake before Stand and Deliver, make sure to check out Fight for Select. We'll have as much as we can possibly have for you guys for a loaded show.
We will be live after NXT Stand and Deliver as well, so keep an eye on that over on youtube.com/Fightful. By the way, Will Chisholm sent a super chat saying, I'm sure Julia and Rossi were backstage just for the Hall of Fame. Wink, wink, LOL. Well, as Corey said, might be a little bit more than that, but I'm sure they're also there to support a few friends who are going into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Definitely. I wouldn't be surprised if we see them on camera tonight at the Hall of Fame, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because obviously Bull Nakano played such a big part in Joshi wrestling and everything like that. So I wouldn't be surprised in the slightest to see them shown in the crowd shot. But I'm gonna try and confirm what I can by the morning. Probably gonna be another late night for me, and probably another day where people aggregate without giving me any credit because no one knows who I am.
Well,
oh my God.
Give Corey his flowers if you haven't already. At least give him his due.
No, I don't want a pity party. Okay,
it's bad. I'm giving it to you.
Yeah, pity. We're throwing it at you.
Oh, good. And
tonight, tomorrow is Stand and Deliver. What we're expecting a huge house. Shawn Michaels said it's going to be the largest great gate in NXT history. They have almost sold out the Wells Fargo Center. There's about 600 tickets or so left, according to WrestleTix. Wild that they could be selling out that NXT Stand and Deliver show.
Is Corey European? Yes, I am Irish. Just to break it to you, if you can't figure out my accent. If you ever meet a dude who was born in Irish who's Hispanic, please tell me, because I've never actually met an Irish person who's Hispanic. So that's a,
oh
that's
man,
a
we note. Need to, yeah, we need to make that happen.
Yeah, that'd be a weird one. But as Joe, as you're saying, Joe, biggest gate in NXT history, and again, it's another thing of just like there's such a wave of positivity in WWE right now, and and in NXT as well. I will say that tomorrow there will be a couple of surprises. I'm not sure how many. I couldn't tell you how many exactly. There's just been talk all the last 2-3 weeks of main roster stars showing up. Ava teased it on Tuesday's show. I haven't been able to find out who that is, but we won't have long to wait because it'll be on the kickoff / countdown show. So hopefully it's someone that's a bit interesting, but obviously with so many people missing out on the Mania card, I feel like a Stand and Deliver appearance, why not?
Yeah, we'll see how it goes, because that's going to be, it's going to be a hot show going into night one. They've got a full house. No reason why someone wouldn't be happy to be a part of that show. Yeah. Looking forward to it. I think a lot of people are. It's going to be a lot of fun. You've got Super Card of Honor going on right now for Ring of Honor. We will have a post show there. Like I said, NXT Stand and Deliver tomorrow after the show, and WrestleMania Nights 1 and 2 will be here. We're here. We live here. We basically are attached to our chairs, just chained down to the desk. God help me, please. Just got a text from Sean, so clearly there's more work to be done. So here we are, shall we? Corey, go to sleep.
I don't want to, Dad. Leave me alone.
Oh, too bad. Finish your supper, finish the reports, and get to bed.
All right, guys. Have a good post show.
You as well, bro.
As I said last time, I'm going to say it. Subscribe to Fightful Select. Best weekend to do it of the year. You're going to get all the scoops you can, all the podcasts you can. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of content going up over the weekend. So, yeah, guys, support what we do, and, yeah, enjoy the shows.
Thank you, Corey.
Thanks, bro.
Deuces, guys.
Take care. All right, as Corey Brennan drops off, and yes, he is European. Yes, he is Irish. And let's say you want to get the OG WWE Network, and you want to go to Ireland, but you don't live in Ireland, but you want to get there, and you want to get that network for cheap, I'll tell you where you can do it, nordvpn.com/Fightful. Let's go.
I've often talked about how much of a pay-per-view buyer I am. Take that any way you want it. But I'll tell you how I take it. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Fastest VPN on the planet. Global server network. All that good stuff. That's great. But a big, big reason why I got NordVPN.com/Fightful is all the pay-per-views I buy. All the money we're spending. We're trying to control costs as a company, as a household. You can get those UFC pay-per-views at a fraction of the price you're paying here in America. Plus, you can get all kinds of great content that you wouldn't normally see thanks to those services as well. Shows that are on overseas services, things that you want to watch a little bit early so you get on that UK time and watch them. Being able to change the interfaces of things like the WWE Network. Maybe you don't like Peacock, anything like that. NordVPN.com/Fightful gives you that ability while having the fastest VPN on the planet. Also, you just get so much more out of your internet experience with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Subscribe to Fight and AEW Plus. Watch AEW without commercials. Watch bare knuckle boxing. Watch UFC pay-per-views, boxing pay-per-views at the rates they're getting over in the UK. Change your virtual location with just one click. And hey, if you need any help using it, they got that 24/7 tech support. NordVPN.com/Fightful.
You know, at one point I thought we had a more produced version of that ad, but apparently it wasn't on this side of things.
Yeah, no, that's the one we normally play. So I think someone's getting fired tonight. No.
Well,
it'll be me.
Kate had a great run. I'll see you next week.
Yeah, sorry, Kate.
All right, let's dig into SmackDown. Listen, I love a minimalist stage. I love a full house full of wrestling fans, and I love it when it's just a simple the talent comes out and they're surrounded by people excited for this. And then I love when they introduce a Spanish announced team. And the first thing I think of, Alexis, is, oh my God, that table's going down. That was a wonderful red herring tonight.
Yeah, I kind of tweeted, I just like, leave my Hispanic people alone, sir. Why must our table always be destroyed?
They listened to you. They spared the Spanish announce team.
Yeah.
Can't say the same for the team from Ring of Honor and Spanish announce project. They did not win their match. But anyway, let's talk about KO show with Randy Orton. That opens the show. Guy in the front row with a vintage Orton sign with the Michael Cole picture embedded. Loved it. That person was like prime for all of the promos, got all of his signs up. That was good stuff. And then you got Logan Paul. He's at the link where tomorrow's WrestleMania is. And of course, Wells Fargo being next to the link is a great kind of opportunity for WWE to use both facilities because they are close by, and also to show off the Mania stage on TV because you can watch the reveal on YouTube. That's great. But to put it on Fox in front of all those viewers who are getting ready for WrestleMania, maybe haven't seen this stage reveal because they popped it up at like middle of the night yesterday, this was a good reason to use it. Of course, this is all just to get Randy Orton and KO to run out of the Wells Fargo Center, go after Logan Paul, who's called himself the Don. He's building empires and that he's two steps ahead, yada, yada, yada. And as KO and Randy leave, out come Grayson Waller and Austin Theory. And they're all over the show. We'll talk about them. But really, the best part about this opening segment is that they can't get into the car, so KO and Randy commandeer a golf cart. And as they're leaving, Randy says, "Can this thing hold our weight?" As they're driving off into the distance and Waller and Theory chase on foot. It's a silly little thing. What do you think of the opening KO show?
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all. I mean, hey, listen, it's entertainment and we got entertained and, you know, later on we had the beatdown. So it was fun. It was fun. I kind of though, when they came out from underneath the ring, it kind of did feel just a tiny bit like Corey, when Corey was like, I think they missed their mark. I'm like, did they? Maybe, because that would have been pretty funny, you know, but yeah.
I think the idea here is that they're dumb.
Yes. Unfortunately, by the way, because two good wrestlers do not need to be dumb, but yeah. Oh,
yeah. One half of them maybe could be a little smarter than the other. We'll talk about what happens in the match in a little bit. Let's get the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. I call it the arm bar for those who don't know, because it's the Andre Rusimov. That's his government name, which Drew McIntyre told us we shouldn't be using, but here I am using it. The Andre Rusimov Memorial Battle, BA Royal. The armbar.
The armbar. I love that.
This year's winner is Bronson Reed. He got a TV entrance along with Ricochet Omos. This was a fun sprint of a battle royal. I really enjoyed it. I don't think we needed as many tag teams in it, but later on, we understood why certain names that people thought should be in there were not a part of it. What do you think of this? Bronson Reed gets the big trophy and the big pose. How do you feel?
I'm okay with it just because Bronson's kind of been, you know, this wrecking ball that's been set on fire and then just fizzles away and then sets on fire and fizzles away. So this is really cool to see. And I hope that they do something with it. I don't think we've ever seen anybody that has won that battle royal to do anything besides just brag about it and walk around with the trophy and that's it. So I hope that maybe this, you know, leads to like what he wants, the meat match.
And you know what? There was a lot of meat between him and Ivar. Really good spots, those two. Just the finish alone, you had Ivar missing that moonsault and then Reed doing a rolling senton and eliminating Ivar. Earlier in the match, those two doing a meeting in the middle, and I mean M-E-A-T. Meeting in the middle. There's some good stuff for those two.
Yeah. Ivar also looks like he's a behemoth of a man. Like, he standing next to anyone was next to Bronson Reed. He looked like a regular person. Bronson Reed did next to Ivar. But yeah, good match. I enjoyed it. I, like you mentioned, there was a couple of the tag teams in these matches just don't make sense. But you're also trying to put people on television, so you know, more power to them. I listen, when it comes to me, Joel, and you know this, we've done shows together. I'm a glass half full. I'm always looking for the positive in everything. I understand that sometimes there's certain things we look for positives and ways to fix those things. We don't harp on them. So, yeah, other than that, I mean, good match. I enjoy this battle royale once in a while. Throw me over.
Can you just bury everyone right now? Do that. Come on.
Yeah. No, I can't. It's my superpower.
What are we doing here? What are we doing? If you can't get angry on the internet, what are we even doing here, Alexis? What are we doing?
And this is why we have a balance. You know, we bring in Sean.
As Corey mentioned earlier, Tozawa did get up under his own power earlier in the match, or to his elimination was Ivar eliminates Otis, and then he tosses Tozawa to the outside. Otis was supposed to catch him, but he kind of overshot the landing. Did Tozawa sticks a nasty landing, got a lot of people scared. But the good news is that Tozawa was up, got out under his own power, even posted, you know, the deuces over on Twitter. So good for him. I'm glad that he's okay. Got up under his own power. That's all that matters. And again, with Bronson Reed, I think you bring up a good point. What's next for him? For me, this felt like a little bit of a make good considering what happened in Australia, that he was unable to do the show since Seth Rollins was injured. He was supposed to have a world title match as reported by Fightful Select. And then, of course, he had his baby, which is wonderful.
Yes.
Good timing. Great news. But that was never the original plan. He was supposed to be in Australia. He was supposed to be in Perth working that show. This is a good first step to move him forward. And I think him winning the Battle Royal gives us a little bit of positivity running into what's next for Bronson Reed. And this officially means that he won that match on Monday that never finished between him and Sami Zayn.
Yep. Yep. I mean, let's make it happen. So I'm down with it.
All right, next segment up is it's a promo. Okay, it's what's the name of that group? Karrion Kross is there, and they like the TikTokers, because they TikTok, right? Do they do the? It's a really bad deal. Anyway,
should make that into a shirt, Joel. Make some money out of that, dude. Sure, you're at it. Jesus,
that's probably what we do. Final Testament is the name. I get it. Okay. They didn't want Bob. They do Cry Me a River. Karrion Kross says that this is the one thing that I like. Karrion Kross says that he carried the conflict to the point where they needed this fight. So he made reason for why this match is happening at WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. And others have noted, and I agree with it. At WrestleMania 13 in Chicago, they did a street fight, and they called it a Chicago street fight. Six random ass wrestlers, no build, no nothing. This is what we're doing. This is what we're doing at WrestleMania, and I think it has the possibility of being one of the matches of the night, or at least one that people talk about. What do you think of the promo? Are you looking forward to the six-man tag or six-man Philly street fights at WrestleMania?
I'm looking forward to them finishing it, to be honest. Like, we got to move on, because this has felt kind of a little bit dead in the water for me between these two. So I'm hoping that this is like their blow-off. I want to see violence in Philly. You know, you got, you know, Bobby, former ECW champ, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's just bring him out there and there's going to be a callback to this. I guarantee you, with a match like this, there has to be callbacks. They're in Philadelphia, home of ECW. So they're going to have to, like, you know, step it up for us fans. And I think that's the way it's going to go. I think you're right. It might be one of the matches that kind of steals the night for you.
Yeah, I think it'll be one that people are sleeping on right now, which is understandable. Yeah. But then once it happens, it has the possibility of being one of the better matches of the night.
Violence.
Violence gets everyone excited, okay? Let me tell you. Yes, you get a little violence in you and you're ready to go.
Just a little bit
of violence. A little bit of violence for Logan Paul comes out. He's back at the Wells Fargo Center. So let's pick this up again. He starts off using the city heat. Talks about South Jersey, North Jersey, but they're in Philadelphia. He's doing local city heat. And I'm like, I don't think this works well with an international crowd, because no one is reacting. And you can see it in the first few rows. And I know that Corey Brennan just told us that the mics in the crowd weren't working. But like, you could just kind of tell. People were like, we're not from here. Mm-hmm. This doesn't matter. It's a rudimentary promo. Calls KO Randy dumb. Says Randy is the size of an elephant, and his brain is the size of a peanut. KO is fat. Blah blah blah. They go the link, and Waller and Theory are lost because they're stupid and they can't find KO and Randy. So turnabout is fair play. Randy and KO are under the ring. They beat up Logan Paul. My favorite part of this whole thing is something that you guys did not see live on the television. And that was Randy Orton stayed ringside for a little while after this whole thing. And they had to get a stage attendant to rush him off the rampway and away from the crowd as they were bringing out Zelina Vega and Electra Lopez for their match. So they had to like get him out of here. Randy Orton is having the time of his life. Alexis Cardoza.
Yeah, I saw that on Twitter. He was the one of the producers just happens to run by as fast as she can. And she's like, dude, bounce. And as he's making the turn around the corner, the LW screen pops out. It was great, though. But those are the things that make the production team at WWE so great. You know, they've been doing this for 170 years. So I would expect them to have everything running as smooth as possible on the ship. You know, the whole Logan Paul thing, I understand the business behind it, but I'm not a fan. You know, he doesn't tickle my fancy. Like, he doesn't make me happy. He doesn't make me mad. There's no emotion coming out of me for that. So I'm hoping that this title gets put on one of these two wrestlers who are amazing. And we see a great run out of either or, and we just continue moving forward and see where he goes. But I do want to say this. We said this. I said this with Robert DeFelice. He might walk away with this belt, and you know, because of SummerSlam where it's going to be. So you might hear that someone here in North Carolina dropkick their television. So that might be me.
Kenny Omega is going to be watching. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, there you go.
I think that that Logan Paul is actually doing a great job. I think that he has come in and he has been willing to learn and he has been willing to put in the work and he has shown out for every appearance he's had. Mm-hmm. Was this his best showing tonight? No. But at the same time, this match is happening. The story's been laid out. This was kind of a just wrapping up the loose ends to get us to Mania, and then you had Randy and KO beat up Logan Paul. They do the tandem finish. It feels like Logan Paul's going to eke out a victory and maybe carry it into SummerSlam, and I wouldn't hate that. I wouldn't hate Logan Paul going into Cleveland and maybe even dropping the U.S. Championship in Cleveland.
Right. And that's why I say I understand the business. You know, because that's the business side of things. And he's done an incredible job of adapting and becoming a wrestler in the ring in front of our eyes. You know, that's the business. Outside of the business, it doesn't make me whatever. It's just, but yeah, in the ring, cool.
I get it. I think he's a good storyteller. I think he's been working, I think he's been working on it. And again, we're allowed
YouTubers, man. That's what we do. When you're a YouTuber.
The worst. We are the worst human beings. Podcasts, who does that?
Yeah.
I said this on my, I have a morning show, by the way, over on Fightful Overbook. It's called It Bleeds. We run from 10 a.m. till noon on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Today, we decided next year, WrestleMania, well, we're not going to do Media Row like everyone else. No, we're going to get a hot tub.
Oh.
We're going to conduct our interviews in a hot tub.
I like that a lot.
You want to talk about YouTubers using the full potential of their abilities? We're going to get a hot tub. Anyway, someone else is going to be watching WrestleMania from a hot tub is Dragon Lee because he got laid out backstage. Carlito is like, I didn't see you did it. I don't know who did it.
I love that guy, man.
And Nick Aldis is back there and he says, you know, I'll check in. Zelina has a match and Zelina Vega comes out with the Rey Mysterio and Electra Lopez comes out. And so do Dominik and Andrade. This match was not about Zelina and Elektra. It was all about what happens afterwards. Elektra Lopez gets the win. She hits the Elektra shop after Dominik distracts the referee. But one thing I love is that Zelina Vega hit a 619 and the hammerlock DDT. I love it because you have the 619 for Rey Mysterio. The hammerlock DDT was Andrade's finish in NXT. And of course, Zelina and Andrade have a background. This was really good stuff, but it doesn't matter because post-match, Santos and Dominik attack Rey. Andrade beats down Santos and Dom, sides with the LWO. And later on, we find out Andrade is going to fill in for Dragon Lee at WrestleMania. He's going to be Rey Mysterio's partner, much to the chagrin of Carlito.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What do you think of this one?
You're talking about Carlito, man, who, I mean, the man literally stabbed John Cena. You know what I'm saying? Like, this man's dangerous. So you don't ever know what he's going to be doing. And the fact that he just randomly just shows up when things, after things happen, that made me pop so well. I don't mind it. I don't mind where they're going with this. I want to see Carlito a little bit more involved, you know, especially the crowd really loves him. Even his best work has always been as a heel, you know. And by the way, when Zelina is about to do the move, the DDT, you can tell she looks over at Andrade. She's like, you son of a bitch. She stares at him. And that is so good. That's such great storytelling. Like, she's such a great performer in the ring, you know? And just by giving him that glance, you're like, oh, okay. She's like, how dare you betray us? Bam! You know?
I liked it. It was really well done. It was a nice little point, and I like the added part that you just mentioned. You know, it was a little icing on the cake for Zelina to be like, yeah, screw you. Because she was shook. That she was playing off shook.
She showed the emotion. She's so good. Put her in a movie, man. Where's WWE Productions at? Then they make movies back in the day. Put her in the Marine 12.
Have there been 12?
I think there's been like 8.
It's been so many.
I know.
Carlito turning heel, if that's what they're going for, I'm much more of a fan of that.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever they're doing with him right now, where he's trying, he just Carly never comes off as babyface, and that's the way he was presented when he came into WWE. But like, the turn was what cemented him, for his time in WWE. And I'd like to see that back in the fold.
I would love that, because that's the character that I'm waiting kind of to show up. Like, every time he's out there and being a goody two gooder, I'm like, you got something up your sleeve, bro. Like, watch your back. Like, that's the one character that if they're going to make this into a story, they should definitely use the whole, that's the one person you don't want to turn your back on. You know what I'm saying? He's always going to backstab you. He's always going to do something. And play into it, man. He stabbed John Cena, people. Let's go.
Oh, let's go. I would love that. Someone put in the chat that Zelina did do the fighting with my family. She was the backup for AJ. Did all the
those
spots. That was
that's
true.
Right. That was a while ago. That's right. Yeah, she was AJ, wasn't she?
She was, as a wrestler. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We did get a going back to Logan Paul. Van Twimbley sent a super chat saying, "I don't care how good Logan Paul is, he's taking the spot of more deserving workers like Ricochet." There's another thing there. I'm not gonna add that part, but the taking the spot of workers like Ricochet. Ricochet is currently on the ascent, and he's there every single week.
Yeah.
I will tell you, I don't personally see it that way. I can understand some do, but Ricochet is currently being built up to the point where I thought he was going to win the armbar. I thought he was going to win the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. So for me, it's just a presentation thing. Logan Paul has a bigger portfolio and just has a bigger mainstream crossover appeal than, say, a Ricochet. And I'm only using Ricochet because you've used it in your super chat.
Yeah. Anyway. Ricochet, he's another one. They start the fire. They shut off the fire on him. But, you know, but he's a great talent, man. He's someone that they can depend on. They can really, really depend on. And you know what? If that's where he's at and that's what he's going to do, I'm here for it.
Listen,
they're going to put, aren't they putting the speed challenge thing on him?
You think
title?
So?
Yeah. I thought they were. I could be kidding. I don't know what the hell I'm saying.
I mean, they're still taping it, so they could be doing
it. Oh, yeah. Okay. I have no insights on that. I am not scooping.
they taped another one tonight, so you'll see it. But it didn't involve Ricochet. But Ricochet did win his first match for speed.
Okay, cool. All right.
So it's there. It's out there. We're not spoiling anything. We do. Jeremy Lambert is also doing speed reviews, so just go check that out on his socials.
Love it.
And by the way, you were talking about... you know, you're talking about the sure things, and the sure things in life come with those who make the proper wages. And this is an awful segue to our friends. Just, you know what? Get your bets from us. Get your betting odds from BetOnline. Here they are. Let's go.
Hey guys, I'm here to tell you about betonline.ag, the official betting partner of Fightful. It's not just an online platform. They've been trusted for over 25 years. They boast a focus on the player approach and have built their reputation on offering their clients nothing but the best. From cutting-edge technology to enticing promotions and the latest sports betting odds. Whether it be wrestling, MMA, boxing, or football, baseball, basketball, or racing, anything you can think of. All major sporting events are covered by betonline.ag. Fast payouts, highest credit card acceptance industry-wide, safe and secure online environments, and their live betting feature allows you to bet on your favorites weekly and easily and in real time. Betonline.ag. That's where we're going at Fightful. That's where we suggest you go as well. That's where we get all of our odds at. BetOnline.ag. Only bet what you can, and please bet responsibly.
Look, man, I know that that segue was not my best. I've done better. I did a good one this past week on the Wednesday show.
I mean, hey, listen, I probably heard that once or twice from an ex.
I also picked the wrong one to play. We need the one
again. I told you, Kate. You know, Kate's gonna be fired because Kate's the one that didn't preload these for you.
They're all preloaded, but the problem is there's like 50 versions of the same thing preloaded. Anyway, we're pulling back the curtain too far. I don't want to do this anymore.
She should have left the VHS tape there for you so you could just pop it in yourself.
She should have done it that way. One day she'll figure it out. Before we move on, Van Twinblade sent a super chat saying Danhausen and Maki Ito are in the ring together right now. That was earlier tonight. I'm sure that match is over unless it's still going. I don't know. And says this is better than anything on SmackDown. Hey man, if you're enjoying all the wrestling this
all
weekend,
the wrestling, yes,
this enjoy to your heart's content. I hope you're having the best weekend of your life.
Hell yeah.
If you haven't yet, by the way, get in your super chats, get in your humper chats. Let's keep going. Naomi and Bianca come out, cowgirl hats in Philly. It's a Beyonce thing. They're all doing a Beyonce thing. I get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. I get it. I'm hip. I'm down with the
yeah. They all point the cool kids. They're out here. They're talking about how the Glow S were outnumbered. They needed a friend. So they got Jade Cargill. Jade Cargill gets the full entrance as she does deserve. Mm-hmm. She's doing the cowgirl thing too. They all are. It's you know what? I like that they at least coordinate the outfits and it's great. Sure. And then she says, you know, damage control are in the eye of the storm. She calls herself Naomi and Bianca, the big three. And this is just getting people pumped up for WrestleMania. This is a great straight ahead promo. Just get them hyped for a random six woman match that was added to the card. And it's really just to make Jade's starshine, and that's fine because they clearly did it here. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I listen, the presentation of Jade has been very well. I want to see more of what she can do in the ring. That's my whole deal. Like, entrances are all grand and everything, but I want to see her beat people up, kind of like, you know, a little bit of foresight. I was sitting there and I'm looking at her in the middle in between these two women, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, these two could turn on her at any moment and really make her into a super mega star where they kind of like, if they were to turn on her ever down the line, she beats the crap out of both of them. Jade is set. Let's just leave it at that. But yeah, she's great. I think that I'm very critical of certain things. I think that it kind of like she's still making her way through the promos, right? It felt a little bit more scripted, the promo, as opposed to kind of like genuine and her talking. The pointing felt very like forced at the end there. There was a couple little parts here and there. I enjoyed it. I'm not essing on it. I'm not going to curse. I'm just talking like it just felt a little bit weird when I was listening to her talk. But other than that, she could 100% like powerbomb me, step on me, whatever she wants. I love her. She looked like the Undertaker. I called her Under Jade instead of Undertaker, because she just had that look when she came out with the hat and the trench coat. I was like, okay, let's go, girl.
The Cargill Taker.
Oh yeah, dude, that's great. She should steal that gimmick.
God, you thirsty?
I am. Undertaker should come out and pass her his hat and the.
This is your gimmick and the trench coat. Now. This is your gimmick now. Anyway,
yeah.
This is this. I cannot understate how much the Jade Cargill, I'll call it an experiment, because it is. They are really trying to make this their biggest women's division acquisition in a long time. and they're really going to spend the time to make her into a big deal. They're going to make her appearances count. They're giving her the ball and she's running with it early, which is good. And I think that the match is going to be created around her, which is nice. Mm-hmm. They will make her a star. I know a lot of people are saying that she's going to win. I don't necessarily agree with that. I think there are other plans in store, but I think Jade's going to look real good. I think all six women are going to look real good, but this guy feels like it's being put on to make Jade look like the star that everyone thinks that she is and can be. And this is a good way to do it. It's not a Royal Rumble. This is a match.
This is it. Yeah, this is it. And I can't wait to have her in the ring and just beating the crap out of everyone. That's, I mean, that's who I fell in love with in AEW. Just her, you know, her strength, her everything, her aura. So I can't wait to see it now on, you know, at WrestleMania.
And she looks like with those three women, with Bianca and Jade and Naomi together in the ring, they look like they fit as a unit together. They look
100%.
Yeah. And like I said, the coordination, the dress coordination, that works, you know, that makes you look like a team. And so you see it with Damage Control, you see it with them as well. And I do appreciate that.
Yeah. She's just, I mean, she outshines a lot. And these two ladies, I mean, they're printing money right now with all three of them.
They are. It's so interesting to me where Naomi goes. I'll just say it right now. My general feeling, and we're not doing it was in a fantasy booking show, but right. My general feeling is that Naomi is going to cost that team the match and that she's going to get involved in Jimmy and Jay's match. And that's all I'm gonna say for now. Instead, let's talk about New Catch Republic taking on Waller and Theory. This is where earlier you were saying there are two very good wrestlers are Grayson Waller and Austin Theory. This is where I push back for two reasons. One, I think everyone saw that they had the little miscommunication where Theory he was legal man. That's not what I'm actually going to talk about. The one thing I wanted to see more than anything out of Waller and Theory is them selling their exhaustion because they had to run back and forth from Wells Fargo to the stadium, Link Stadium, and back. Just act like you're winded. Act like you're tired. Act like
this.
That's all I wanted. And I think that little extra bit would have made this whole presentation, this whole match, that much stronger. Because New Catch gets the win. Doesn't really matter because post-match Judgment Day beat down all four men. Rhea Ripley's even there, and she gets involved a little bit
at
the end of the whole beatdown. It's a good match with New Catch and Waller in Theory, but
sure. You know,
it's just a setup for what is to come at WrestleMania with that 16 ladder match. What do you think of the match? What do you think of the beatdown from Judgment Day?
Yeah, I mean, Judgment Day as well for me has fizzled out a little bit, but it's cool to see the physicality that they can bring and just beating the crap out of anyone when they're all together. Outside of that, they just haven't really hit in the last couple weeks, man. So I don't know what they're going to do at WrestleMania. Hopefully it gets taken apart and these guys are able to, you know, flourish on their own. You're right about the whole thing. They should have acted a little bit more, you know, especially since you were running a mile and a half away from one place to the next and whatnot, but it is what it is. It was a match that they had to put together, you know. We'll see where everything goes with that team. I think that soon enough, there's going to be a breakup there. And I think, Austin Theory should be the one that comes out on top. Austin's so good, man. I feel like he deserves a little bit better.
Yeah, and we're going to see how that plays out. Austin Theory is the younger one, but also being with a guy like Grayson Waller, who's been on the ascent so quickly and so effectively, it's hard. When you pair those two together, you really put them in a position where one was going to outshine the other because their presentations are so similar, and Waller was just the bigger personality.
Yeah, he is. He definitely is. He outshines, you know, there's a lot of outshining in the personality stage there. Like, I mean, just from being on his aura, the way he sits on his desk when he's doing the Grayson Waller effect, like he commands the attention with verbally, you know, and he's not bad in the ring. I watched him in NXT, you know what I'm saying? But I wished it was more for Theory, but that's just me.
No, I agree, and we'll see what happens after WrestleMania. There's a possibility that they walk out with the tag titles. We don't know, but for now, Judgment Day certainly beat their asses. By the way, Sean Ross Sapp dropped an interview with Finn Balor and Damian Priest earlier today here on Main. After you're done this show, go watch that interview. It's 5 minutes. You got time. It's a good interview. They talk about Dominic Mysterio's growth, their times at WrestleMania, and of course, they're going to talk about the Judgment Day dominance because they were the Fightful award-winning faction of the year by a landslide. Really walked away with it. So let's give them their flowers while we talk.
Of course, yeah.
Bayley and an Io Sky package. The only reason I'm really bringing this up is because they used a Hayley Williams song, and of course, Hayley Williams is the lead singer of Paramore. They used her song Simmer for this thing. Why is this important? Bayley had wanted Paramore to play her to the ring, called it her moment. That would be her WrestleMania moment. Earlier today, Bayley tweeted out the same package that they played today on the show and said that Paramore were unavailable to perform live at WrestleMania due to a logistics issue. They couldn't make it work, but this to her was the next best thing. It's a great package, very straightforward. Go watch, get your hype. We did get a super chat from Bad Robot saying, happy WrestleMania weekend, Alex and Kate fan club, Corey and Joel Pearl. Thank you, that's me. Corey's gone. He went to bed, I hope. He says, I'm most looking forward to Rhea, Becky, and Bayley and Io. How about y'all? Appreciate y'all. Have a safe and fun weekend of grabs. So we hope you do too. And we hope you're having fun.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to both matches you just mentioned. Rhea and Becky, Bayley and Io. I think Bayley and Io has flown under the radar for some, but I think this is going to be a match that gets a lot of people talking.
Sure. Yeah. Women. I want more of them on TV, fighting, everything.
All the time.
All the time. I mean, this package, like you mentioned, was really good. This is what WWE does, man. This is why they got me into television and film. Just their packages alone always intrigued me. And, you know, the way that they put everything together, and they were a big part of why I chose to do what I do now. And Paramore might not be there, but Jesus, they sure gave her a great, package basically with using their music. I mean, maybe there's a way that they could one day reunite them and bring them in. I know they're having their own problems with contract issues and their actual Paramore, name and everything. So yeah.
Suck it up for Bayley.
They should.
Just suck it up just for one night, just for Bayley.
A couple million. Anything fixes. Millions fixes everything.
It's true. Well, yeah. The billions would do even more. But
that's it. We're a team again. Yay. We're millions.
Give us our own rooms and our own buses. We'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah.
For one night. If it works for the Stones, it'll work for everyone else.
Oh, agreed.
There you go. By the way, Seth versus Drew is another one that I'm very much looking forward to because this could be the crowning of Drew McIntyre, who has been on a freaking tear since the CM Punk injury, even before then. This has been a match that I'm looking forward to because there are multiple angles that this could end in. And Drew McIntyre cannot look bad coming out of this whole thing.
Yeah. Drew, man. They need to put he's another one. They need to put fire on him, please.
Are they on fire every week?
He is on fire, but I want him to I want him to carry the torch for a while, man. Outside of what happened in a long time ago when we were in behind closed doors. We couldn't go outside.
The man came out with a couple of cupcakes for CM Punk today.
Oh, yeah, that was
off event.
Yeah, yeah.
Gave him over to Pat McAfee. Say, hey, let's give him to you.
I know. Yeah, pretty funny though.
Also funny. LA Knight comes out. Big pop. People love the LA Knight. This is a very straightforward promo. But the only thing that really matters is that he says AJ Styles is phenomenal at not showing up, running away, getting stomped out, and middle sentence loses his gum and picks it right. God bless a professional. Makes an Eagles reference, football team, not the band. And then he says the line, everybody's saying straightforward. Fine. It happened. LA Knight, AJ Styles. They brawled at the WrestleMania
meeting. Yeah.
You got that many people in a room. You are going to run an angle that hot.
Yeah.
I really want to make this a big deal. Your thoughts of AJ Styles and LA Knight, the promo and the match itself coming off this weekend.
It felt, in the beginning, it felt so slow and I didn't know where everything was going, it felt like it was just something that they had put together and I felt bad for LA Knight, but they're making the best out of it. They're taking chicken poop and making chicken salad out of it. So I'm down for it. I love what they're going to be doing. So let them beat each other up. Oh, I want violence.
It feels like this is what we're after this tonight is violence.
Violence, that's it. WrestleMania violence is the best type.
Yeah, exactly. And listen, this is it's the greatest event in sports entertainment.
Listen, by the way, WrestleMania 40. Think about that. 40 WrestleMania, something that you know, they didn't think was even going to last. And they went through so much crap. I mean, this is amazing. This is, I'm so happy for it because I've been watching every single one. So,
well, let me tell you, 40 years of WrestleMania is nothing because we got a new sponsor. Let's talk
Let's
about
go.
It. This is FOCO. So the greatest event in all sports entertainment. We just talked about it. Michael Cole says is back. And if you're, wait, really? Michael Cole says that? I mean, everyone's saying the WrestleMania is back. It's the granddaddy of them all. But anyway, if you're looking to bring your favorite WWE superstars to your living room, we know the perfect items to snag yourself for the upcoming WrestleMania festivities in the WrestleMania season. And for Mania season, we are proud to have FOCO as the official wrestling collectible company for Fightful, their exclusive bobblehead sponsorship for your Mania weekend. In case you didn't know, FOCO is a leading manufacturer of sports and entertainment merchandise celebrating more than 20 years in the industry. The company's always growing product lines include apparel, accessories, toys, collectibles, novelty items, and so much more. FOCO is licensed with all major sports leagues, including the NFL, the MLB, the NBA, the NHL, personal favorite of mine as a Canadian, NASCAR, MLS, and of course, WWE. Mm-hmm. So make sure that you use the promo code FIGHTFUL10, FIGHTFUL10 at checkout and receive 10% off your order. Keep in mind, this only applies to the in-stock bobbleheads on their website. Make sure you click the link in the description of our video. Grab the officially licensed WWE bobbleheads now and find your fandom with FOCO. Thank you guys for joining us for that, FOCO.
I love that. You did great.
Oh, thank you.
Love that. You should like do this professionally.
I've been listen, all I need is a hot tub and some wrestling.
Yes. And put it on Twitch because those hot tub streams are pretty cool. Now that I know anything about them.
They keep telling me to put it on Twitch. Oh.
There you go.
Trying to convince Jeremy Lambert, my co-host on In the Weeds, to do this.
There's an actual section for hot tubs, so I think it'll do pretty well.
They had to get it there because people were complaining.
Yeah.
Tell you what people were complaining about, and that was the finish of Jey Uso and Solo Sikoa. No finish again, Solo. They're singing Jey's theme, though. It's brother versus brother before the brother versus brother. DQ finish. Jimmy gets involved, but Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins come out together. They make the save. They beat down Solo and Jimmy. Jey hits the big splash. And then Cody says, gets a little promo. He says, 40 years of WrestleMania. That's a lot of pressure. Says he and Seth Rollins are going to slap the rock so hard that the ego lives out of his body and he remembers what it's like to be the people's champion. He says he's going to shake the bloodline of the foundation. He's going to dethrone the tribal chief. Mix a crowd booze in there too. Crowd was a little bit 50-50 on that.
Yeah.
Maybe 20%. And he says, when one good story ends, an even better one begins. And then he says something along the lines of WrestleMania, where it all begins, but where it all begins again was actually the WrestleMania 20 tagline. And I don't know if you remember this. Were you watching wrestling in 2004?
Oh, yeah. I've been watching wrestling for a long time.
The final, if you watch the opening segment from WrestleMania 20, the cold open.
Yes.
It's Vince McMahon, Shane McMahon. And then Shane walks in holding his newborn. I think it was Declan, or at least the eldest at the time, who was a baby. Now we're doing this 20 years later, and this is the newest era. McMahon's out. We don't care. But we've got Triple H. And this is, if they're calling this where it all begins again, I don't hate it.
Yeah.
What did you think of the Cody promo? What did you think of, I mean, the matches, the whatever. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Really, what we're talking about is that angle and where we're going on Saturday night with the tag and Sunday night with Cody and Roman. What were your thoughts on this?
A Renaissance era, some say.
Well, that's not, Cody, he trademarked that one. So that, some that's say. His gimmick. That's going to be all Cody Rhodes.
Maybe you know, he has a partnership with WWE. Who knows? I don't know. But anyway, yeah, I can't wait to see where this is all going to go. This story has spanned in like 5 years, you know, 5 years worth of storytelling. Like, how do we end this? How does it end? If this is where Cody finally puts the nail in the coffin, my God, the storyline alone is Hall of Fame worthy. You know, they should just put that storyline in the Hall of Fame because it was so amazing. Everything that's led up, you brought the Rock into it. Like, there's so much You know what I'm saying? And just the fact that now this tag team match and everything that's happening with the family, who might show up? Like, there's so much stuff involved that WrestleMania Night 1 could be just theirs, to be honest. The entire, like, 6 hours.
Listen, you want to talk about prop bets? I'm pretty sure Bet Online has a how long will the entrances last. So go check that out over at Bet Online, okay? If you haven't yet, what are you doing? But this is a big weekend.
Yeah.
Big weekend. And if you want all the scoops, head over to FightfulSelect.com. If you want to talk about the show, our Fightful Select Discord is open. Sean Ross Sapp is answering questions over there when he can. I'll tell you right now, the internet in Philadelphia is being used up by mostly wrestling fans, so it's not very hot. But whenever Sean gets a few minutes, he does pop in and he does answer questions. And of course, our Corey Brennan's in there as well, giving you some scoops from NXT and a little bit of SmackDown tonight. We had the SmackDown plans going into tonight's show. Talent, staff, they're excited. It's a Vince McMahon-less WrestleMania. They are ecstatic. We had a report today on Fightful Select about that. And of course, you want the sour side of things. It exists. You got Alex Pulaski over there. He's giving his sour graps. He's doing it tonight. He does it on Mondays. He'll come around WrestleMania. He'll enjoy it, maybe. Who knows? But also the Weekender Podcast with Steven Jensen. That's over on FightfulSelect.com. The best $5 in the business. If you're missing it, what are you waiting for, huh?
Yeah. Go do it, people.
We're going to be back here at WrestleMania. We got one more super chat before we head out of here. Fun weekend coming up. This is from Drinking and MOs. Whew. Watching Danhausen and Nick Gage now. Watch the Bray Doc. As somebody that's lost my twin girls, it spoke to me hard. I can send so much love your way. I am sorry.
Always do.
That's happened. And that Bray Doc is, it's amazing. And it's everything. And it's heartbreaking and heartwarming at the same time. I've gotten through bits and pieces of it. I haven't finished it yet.
Yeah.
If you haven't yet, I do recommend watching it.
I haven't yet, so I will soon. Just haven't wrapped my head around how emotional I'll get watching something like that. So
yeah, so it's gonna be worth watching. Get yourself in a position to watch it and go. But first, foremost, WrestleMania this weekend. NXT Stand and Deliver tomorrow afternoon. We're going to have a post show. WrestleMania night one, going to have a post show. Night two, have a post show. Press conference, we'll be talking about it. Hall of Fame happening right now. You got Paul Heyman giving flowers to Triple H and all the other people in the ring. So why not go watch that? Watch Ring of Honor. Watch whatever you want. It's WrestleMania weekend, okay? Cardoza, what you got going on?
Man, what do I have? I don't even know. I'm just kidding. I'm back on Wrestling with Freddie. We're back after our 2-month hiatus. So season 4 just started on that. So if you guys are fans of wrestling like you are, make sure to head over to your podcast platform that you listen podcasts from and check out Wrestling with Freddie. We're back on there. Our season premiere was last Wednesday and Thursday. So I'm happy to be on that. And I got like 1,500 other things that I'm working on. But you guys can follow me on Instagram at Alexis Cardoza. And that's where you guys will keep up with me. I got Power Ranger stuff. I got Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle stuff. I got a whole new show that's coming out soon with a lot of high-end people that I can't really say anything yet because we're working on that. So, just keep up with me there. And sometimes my bitterness comes out on Twitter, so don't follow me there.
I'm here for the bitterness. Sometimes I need that vitriol from you.
I'm too positive.
You won't get it from our Ring of Honor post show, Super Card of Honor. We are doing a post show after this. It's going to be Rob Wilkins and SP3. So go check that out.
Yes.
And of course, everything that's going on. Like I said, FightfulSelect.com. Get on the Discord. Go talk to us. Go hang out with us. We're in the weeds every single Monday, Wednesday, and Friday over on our sister channel, Fightful Overbooked. That's 10 a.m. until noon. That's Eastern time. So come and hang out with us. And we drop content there over there. What are you waiting for? Go watch it now. Go watch the show from earlier today. Would you? Okay. Till then, I'm Atrel Pearl, J-O-E-L-P-E-A-R-L. Ladies, gentlemen, friends beyond the binary, enjoy WrestleMania weekend. Enjoy all the wrestling. And we'll see you in the next one. Cheers.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.